just happy to come out with a victory. We knew it was going to be a close game. Like, you know, a 1 point victory would have accepted. And I suppose the conditions today were a lot different to what they were for the previous two games, where they were warm and sunny and very hot. Today it was damp and a bit of a breeze. But you know, what I mean, I think you know, overall we had a good team performance. And you know, what I mean, over the 70 minutes, I think there's not a puck of the ball between Donegal and Tyrone, as the last number of games have proved. You know, what I mean, so but there's some good hurling from both sides here, and it was good to see it. You know,
and you stamped your authority on the game and probably laid the foundation in the first half. That middle spell where you hit 1-3, I think, or 1-4 without reply against the breeze.
Yeah, probably you know, playing into the breeze, we knew we had to contain the game, and we knew we couldn't allow Donegal to get away from us. And you know, it was pleasing that we didn't. I mean, we got some scores ourselves, and that was both was the foundation for the maybe for the result in the end, because we kept with them maybe in previous games. Donegal got away from us a bit, and we had to come back. We had to chase the game maybe into the second half, and today maybe we went in a point up at half time. But that's the way it goes. As I say, there's not a puck of the ball between the two sides. So you know, I mean, there's nothing to say. We don't meet fourth or down the line.
Yeah, and pulled away again at the start of the second half. You know, those couple of quick points. Has to score from Justin Kelly from the middle of the field.
Yeah, we needed to come out after half time and to get the scoreboard going again. That was important, because we knew Donegal would come at us, which they did. And you know, we had to get the scoreboard ticking, and we got a couple of scores to keep to keep us in the game. And you know, and it was nip and tuck then for most of the second half. So you mean very pleasing that the boys stood up, and like, Donegal really come at us there in the last 10 minutes, and we stood up and you know, and we countered. We had a couple of scores, and you know, we didn't give away any soft scores.
And tactically, you got it right today. Do you feel as well?
Well, look, it's, you know, in tactics, it's tactics. You know, it's really, a lot of it's down to the players and their application and their, you know, how they apply themselves. And, you know, we wanted to go into it, we wanted to do certain things, and really and truly, the players really applied themselves very well today. You know, I mean, overall, as a complete team, and that's what we needed, was a huge team effort, not just depending on one or two players. And today, that worked, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Come in here as defending Nicky Racker Cup champions, going out with a win. First step taken on the defence.
Well, it's just one step. We've won nothing. It's just one game along the way. We'll have another game next week. We don't know who it is yet. But, you know what I mean? As I say, there's nobody out of the competition yet, because Donegal's still there. So, you know, we don't know who we have next week. But we'll go back and we'll recover maybe on Monday night, and then we'll find out who we have, and we'll prepare for that.